I wonder how Attorney General Bill Schuette would react if I told him, "Well, I know smoking marijuana is illegal, and I know you're against it. However, an amendment to make it legal might be on the ballot this November, so until we know how all that turns out, I think I'll act as if the current law wasn't there." You don't have to be a legal scholar to know that the likely outcome would be that I'd find myself sitting in jail. But that's exactly the kind of attitude the Attorney General and some other Republicans are taking now that the U.S. Supreme Court has decided that the health care bill is constitutional. And to me, that's a disgrace. Yesterday, the nation's highest court not only upheld the main thrust of President Obama's health care plan, the decision was written by Chief Justice John Roberts, who, at least until yesterday, was seen as a hero by conservatives. The Patient Affordable Care Act is now the undisputed law of the land. Soon after the decision was announced, Governor Rick Snyder behaved like a statesman and like gentlemen in politics used to be expected to behave. He said he was disappointed by the ruling, but now it was time to deal with reality and set up a state health care exchange to provide people with a way of selecting private insurance plans, which pretty much everyone will eventually be required to do. The state Senate passed a law creating such an exchange earlier, but the House decided to wait, once it was known that the U.S. Supreme Court would rule on the law's constitutionality. After yesterday's decision, Speaker of the House Jace Bolger pretty much echoed the governor, saying, "Well, the result is in, and it's time to get going on the health care exchange." But Attorney General Schuette indicated he didn't believe in playing by the rules. He basically said that the House should ignore the court decision in the hope that Mitt Romney would get elected in November, and would then repeal what he sneeringly called Obamacare. To quote Schuette exactly, "Romney said he would repeal Obamacare, and with that would go the health exchange and these mandates, and so I think it would be wiser for policy leaders in the state to wait until November." Schuette seems to have forgotten that Congress, not the president, would have to change the law. But in any event, he was soon joined by Gail Haynes, a Republican state representative who chairs the Health Policy Committee. While she has no legal background, she asserted that the Supreme Court decision was based on semantics and said she wasn't in any hurry to recognize this Obamacare tax, which apparently means a refusal to move forward on the health exchange. Not only is this inappropriate, as spokesman for the governor and the Senate indicated, failing to set up a health care exchange is also stupid. Senate Republicans said they did so to prevent Washington from imposing a one-size-fits-all bureaucratic scheme instead. Well, that seems to be what Haynes and Schuette are asking for. They seem to be forgetting that the first rule of any game or political system is to play by the agreed-upon rules. The only alternative is anarchy.